fear that our grades will not be good enough, fear that our friends will turn away from us, fear that we won't make a team or be selected for the performance. Sometimes our greatest enemy is fear, and sometimes we do lose. It is then that we discover God, God who is always faithful and there for us, God who can be trusted, God who knows us better than we know ourselves. Be strong and take heart, for God is our light.
Good morning, and welcome to Concordia. Please take a moment to sign the red attendance pads on the inside pew. There are a couple of announcements to highlight this morning. This week, the midweek Lenten worship service will be at Blackhawk United Methodist Church at 6:30 p.m. Youth group will meet here at 6 o'clock and carpool to Blackhawk. Please let Layla know if you plan to attend. Pastor Doris has an announcement this morning.
Ouch. Morning.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the snow and the ice are melting. That's not the announcement, though. No. We had an insert put in the bulletin about Stephen Ministries. This is going to be a new ministry for this congregation. It's a ministry, you can read that it's they're considered the after people. After you have significant events of loss in your life, the Stephen minister will walk beside you while you go through that grief. When churches have the program, it's expected that it will provide this care to people within the congregation. But it's our hope also that it might be a ministry into the community as well. We are going to be having Holly Neal has agreed to be the Stephen leader for Concordia, and is going to be trained as that. And she is going to be talking with you more about this program in either May or the early part of June. We haven't set the date quite for sure, but we're going to be offering some conversation times that people can come in, and she'll do a presentation and talk about this. The church council has approved this new ministry, and those who know about it are just very excited about the possibilities for our continuing to care. When we begin a new ministry such as this, that is has not been budgeted, we offer the opportunity to people, to the congregation, to support it if God is moving you in such a way. This is why we ask for the support. It's not to induce you should in any way. This is an opportunity for a new ministry here. I also want to announce, it's in the bulletin, but the stewardship committee is going to meet following worship this morning.
Are there any other announcements today? Maddie and Ava, do you have an announcement?
I just heard about this awesome summer camp that we are having here at Concordia this summer, and I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, I heard about it too. I wish they had that when we were younger. They are so lucky.
Camp? I haven't heard anything about this yet.
This morning in Sunday school, the kids all got information explaining that we will be having Wisconsin United Methodist camps coming to Concordia this summer, June 17th through 21st. And all kids entering grades 1 through 6 get to come to the camp.
Yeah, I heard there's going to be singing, worship, crafts, activities, all sorts of awesome stuff.
That sounds super cool.
Yes, and super cool that both Odie and Livy can go to it. How do I tell my mom to sign them up?
Registration forms are in the office or fellowship hall, and all the kids at Sunday school this morning are bringing them home.
Thank you, Maddie and Ava, for the summer spectacular announcement this morning. Does anyone else have an announcement this morning? Please stand and join in singing our opening hymn, The Summons, verses 1 through 3, number 2130, and the black hymnal. The words will also be on the screen above.
join me in our praise on the screen above. Open your hearts to God loves today.
In the midst of darkness, we seek the brightness of God's love.
Don't be afraid. God is with you.
With the Lord's help, we can overcome fear.
Wait for the Lord. Be strong. With God as our light, what is there to fear?
God's love is constant. We can overcome fear.
Please join me in the prayer on the screen above. God of love, gather us under the wings of your love today. Send us Holy Spirit into our worship that we may be strengthened for the time ahead. As we seek to walk faithfully with Christ all the way to the cross, be our light in the darkness and our courage through times of fear,
that we may live in your presence
and walk in your ways all the days of our lives. Amen.
Come up to the front of the church. Good morning. It's nice to see all of you. I want you to do something for me. Stand up. Okay? Raise your right hand. Put your hand down. Turn around. Okay? Turn back around. Turn all the way around. Okay. Now I want you to put your hands kind of out to your side. Don't hit one another, though. And I want you to tip like this, like you're an airplane. You're turning, okay? All right. Now I want you to stomp on the foot of the person to your right. Don't do it really. I'm just joking. You hesitated, didn't you? You didn't want to do it, did you? You can sit down now. Why didn't you want to do it? It would hurt. Yeah, why didn't you want to do it? Because you'd be hurting someone, wouldn't you? Now, do you expect, when I talk with you on Sunday mornings, do you expect me to ask you to do something that's going to hurt someone else? That's kind of why you hesitated, isn't it? But I'll bet that you hesitate whenever, every time, someone might suggest, whenever people say, I want you to hurt someone, you don't want to do it, right? Okay? So what we're talking about today is how we imitate others, okay? And when we're airplanes and when we turn around and when we stand up and when we do all of that stuff, that doesn't hurt anyone to do that, does it? Okay. We don't want to hurt. So I want you to think. Look out at these people back behind me. I'll get out of the way so you can see them all. Okay? Is there anyone out there? Do you know what a word means to imitate someone? Okay? It means you want to do things the way they do them. because they're doing good things. Okay? So is there anyone out here that you see that you would like to do what they do because it's a good thing? I bet it's your grandma, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. I bet it's your grandma, isn't it? Yeah. How about you? Who would you want to be like, do something the way they do it? Your mom? Okay. How about you girls? Your sister? Okay. And how about you? Your brother? Okay. So that means you know how lucky you are, how blessed you are, because you've got people in the world, people in your world, right, your small world, who will show you the right things to do. And that's so important, because as we grow up, sometimes our decisions get to be harder. So let's see, grandmas and grandpas, I guess it's just the grandmas that are here. Mom, brother, and sister. Who did you learn from to do the right things? You don't have to really answer that. But someone showed each of them how to do the right things. And if Ella, say it's dad, or dad and mom have shown her how to do the right things, I wonder who showed them how to do the right things. You see how that goes? And do you see how important it is then that you do things that help others also? Because someday you're going to be sitting out here and someone's going to say, I know how to do what's good, because, and they'll point to you. Okay? That's how we come to follow Jesus. Because there are people way, way back when Jesus was walking the earth and he had his disciples and he was showing them the right thing to do, the good thing to do, the helpful thing to do, okay? Then they learned it from him and they did it, and someone learned from them, and some, all down to this generation. Over 2,000 years, If we were able to trace that all the way back, it would lead to Jesus. I think that's really remarkable. You know, if I wanted to do it, I could trace back. Like, I know the bishop who ordained me, and he had a bishop that ordained him, and a bishop before that. We can trace that all the way back to Peter and to Jesus. That's our faith genealogy. Have you heard the word genealogy? Okay. That's a long way of saying they're our ancestors. They're our family from 2,000 years ago. And I'll bet, other than the people that you named, there's some other folks out here this morning who you want to do what they, you want to do what they do because you see that it's good. Will you pray with me? Help us to imitate God. Those who are good and do good things to help others, we want to follow like them. Amen.
Today we're singing Jumping In. Please join us in singing if you like.
take with every word I say. I want to live each day and tell a story. I found the one who has a love deep as the ocean. I'm gonna jump, I'm gonna put my face in motion. Oh, 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 jump, jump, jumping in. Oh, 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 oh. I wanna let it show. The one who made me whole is inside of me. With every breath I take, with every word I say, I wanna live each day and tell the story. I found the one who has a love deep as the ocean. I'm gonna jump, I'm gonna put my face in motion. Oh, 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 jump, jump. Jump in. Oh, 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 jump, jump, jump in. Jump into my city, gonna jump into my world. Oh, just share my love with every boy and every girl. Gonna jump into my city, gonna jump into my world. Gonna live to share my love with every boy and every girl. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, jump, jump, jump in. Oh, 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 jump, jump, jump in. Oh, 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 jump, jump, jump in. Oh, 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 jump, jump, jump in.
They were not shy about jumping during rehearsal, so I think you guys make them nervous.
Brothers and sisters, become imitators of me and watch those who live this way. You can use us as models. As I have told you many times and now say with deep sadness, many people live as enemies of the cross. Their lives end with destruction. Their God is their stomach, and they take pride in their disgrace because their thoughts focus on earthly things. Our citizenship is in heaven. We look forward to a Savior that comes from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform our humble bodies so that they are like his glorious body. By the power that also makes him able to subject all things to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and miss, who are my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord. Please join in singing "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus," number 2129 in the Black Hymnal.
Thank you.
The gospel reading today is from Luke, chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. At that time, some Pharisees approached Jesus and said, "Go, get away from here, because Herod wants to kill you." Jesus said to them, "Go tell that fox, 'Look, I'm throwing out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will complete my work. However, it's necessary for me to travel today, tomorrow, and the next day, because it's impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who were sent to you, how often I have wanted to gather your people, just as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you didn't want that. Look, your house is abandoned, I tell you. You won't see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessings on the one who comes in the Lord's name.'"
I'd like you to think about who it is that you look to or look at and say, "That's someone I want to follow." And the answer can't be Jesus. Who are the people who you have seen through your life, who know God through Jesus, and who try to be faithful to who they know God is, again, because of Jesus? I'm going to make it a little bit easier for you, and I'm going to want you to shout out some answers now. Okay? Who from the Bible is an example? Paul. Who else? Peter. You can go to the Old Testament too. Noah. Gideon. What? Okay. Isaiah. Mary. Thank you. What? John. Okay. Luke. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I want to go a little bit further back than that this morning when I think about when Paul's talking about who we're going to imitate. Standard for the Hebrew people is Abraham as a man of faith. Abraham was called by God to go to a strange land and promised that he would be the father of nations. And he packed up and he left. At one point, Abraham realizes that he's kind of old and Sarah's kind of old. She's past the age of childbearing years. And so he has this dream. And in this dream, he said, "My son is going to be Eliezer. He's not biological, but he's a good and faithful person as well." And so God says, "No, it's not going to be that way. You're going to have a biological son." And so then Abraham thinks and goes, "Well, I know how I can have a biological son. It won't be Sarah, but..." So he has plants his seed in Sarah's maid. And indeed, she's going to have a baby, and it's going to be a son. And God says, "Nope, it's not going to be that way." Now, Abraham was a faithful man. But that had to be, I mean, older than most people here by this time, and God is still saying that he's going to have a son. It would be like, well, John and Joanne. If Well, I could pick someone else, okay? It would be like Paul and Karen hearing the message that they were going to have another son. And they would chuckle like all of you have. But it's God's promise to Abram that he would be a father of nations. And he looks at the sky and he sees all of the stars, and he's going to have that many descendants. And you look at the stars out here, or you look at the stars out in the country. You can't look at the stars in Chicago or Milwaukee or someplace like that, because you don't see that many. But you look at, we're a relatively dark place, and you see all of those stars. And that had to have been incomprehensible, that they would have that many children. And although Abram was faithful, he trusted God. You know, he had those moments of doubt that God would really make this happen. As many as the stars? Abram sets our pattern for Lent. We all have a cycle of faith and doubt and then trust. God says before God's promises will be fulfilled, there will be a time of struggle and hardship. And 400 years have now passed. 400 years to keep moving forward, to keep going to where it is that God is going to settle them. 400 years of being in the wilderness to ask those tough questions and to learn to trust our heart to God's heart. Abram learned it was a long and winding road, but the God who set the stars in motion guides our journey. So Paul says, brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example that you have in us. Now, I hope that there would be times that every one of us would say, join in imitating me. I hope that our lives are some of the time, much of the time, most of the time, worthy of being imitated. It's easier for us to see those times that we don't want to be imitated than the times that we do. Because when we talk about imitation, my first instinct to go is, oh, hope they don't do that. Ooh, that's not something I want anyone else to see, let alone imitate. We know the ways that we fall short. But Paul doesn't have any trouble. You ought to be imitators of me and imitate those who are living like I am living as well. Don't imitate those who aren't living like us. And although we've got the Bible, we don't have a rule book. And Methodists, the Book of Discipline isn't a rule book that will help us with this as well. That's why we live by the spoken word. That's why we read the scripture Sunday after Sunday, because there's something in that that speaks to our lives, that speaks to how it is that we can imitate Abraham or imitate David or imitate Jesus or imitate Peter and Paul. And we can come down through history. And we can say, I would like to imitate John Wesley. Or I'd like to imitate Mother Teresa. We have those people in our lives and in the larger life that we live in Christ. We have those people who can show us how to live, especially when we fall short. We don't have a rule book because our faith isn't lived by the numbers. It's not done by the numbers, but it's an attitude. It's an attitude that's caught. And don't you all know people whose the spirit within them is the Holy Spirit of God? And you see the good that they are, that they do. And so if you're tempted to stomp on someone's foot, you don't do it. Because you don't want to hurt other people. I don't want to hurt other people, and I know that I do it. It doesn't work to tell other Christians how to live. But what works is to tell them who to copy, to show them someone who has been walking in Jesus' footsteps for their whole lives. Do it like she does, we say. There are those who might say that our purpose is to be happy and prosperous and to get what it is that we want. We ask our purpose in life. What is our purpose? Someone tell me, what is our purpose? Confirmation class, tell me, what is our purpose? Show me that you remember. Brody, what is our purpose? To spread God's word. That's to live our lives in a way that spreads God's word using the gifts that we have. There are messages that are counter to what Jesus taught and what we learn about in the scripture. There are messages that are counter to the cross, and they set us back. During this season of Lent, we talk about sin and confession and repentance. and we need to be positive. I'm positive that I need to repent. I'm positive that I sin. And I'm positive that I need to confess. And when we see other Christians doing that, we need to imitate as well. One of our greatest obstacles is the desire that we have, a preoccupation with the material things of this earth, and all of us fall to that from time to time. For some of us, our focus is on what it is that we are going to eat, or what it is that we are going to drive, or where it is that we're going to take a vacation. And the list can go on and on. And if you look at the people who are around you this morning, look at the people with whom you have a familial relationship, or look at the people with whom you have a Christian relationship. And it's those people, those relationships, you know, are ever so much more important than anything that you have. Now, for those who live lifestyles of the rich and the famous, Jesus tells us that we are to love all people, our friends and our enemies. And there are things in the world that I don't want to be, that I don't want to be a part of my life and my experience. My heart knows that, but sometimes I think, oh, you know, that would make life so much easier. And whenever I say that, whenever we say that, oh, that would make my life so much easier, we're not talking about relationships anymore. We're talking about things. During this season, we are invited into a deeper relationship with God. And we are invited to look at one another and say, how did you get to that point in your faith journey? I want to be there with you. Paul said, copy me. And I would say any of us can say, when you look at the good that I do, copy me. When you look at the ways that I am faithful, copy me. And I'd like you to say that in your heads. When you see how I am faithful, copy me. Because there is a part of all of us there has been growth of faith in all of us that is worthy of being imitated. What is my purpose? We ask that question at different times throughout our lives. Why am I here, God? And God will put before us or around us, or maybe they're already there, someone who needs compassion or care, someone might need something given to them, a necessity. Someone might need to see that through the struggles and through the difficulties, one among us has always known that God has remained with them through the difficulty. Let us copy those who follow Jesus, those who bring the word of Scripture alive. Let us be imitators. Amen. Is it you?
God of light, your blessings to us are numerous. May these gifts be a source of blessings for others, that all might know the promise of your goodness through the word, through the world. Amen. God of light, your blessings to us are numerous. May these gifts be a source of blessings for others, that all might know the promise of your goodness throughout the world. Amen.
You may be seated. Gordon Davis asked us to pray for his sister, Betty. She's a younger sister, and she lives in, she fell down a flight of stairs in residential apartments and had an injury to her head and now has blurry vision as a result of that. So we want to keep her in our prayers. Are there other people or situations that you would lift? Okay. Let us pray. Lord, listen to your children praying. We pause for some moments of silence to lift our own joys, our concerns, our burdens, our doubts, and our fears. Let us live in your mercy, O God. We pray for this earth that you have created, this gift to us. We pray for how our selfishness or our thoughtlessness is causing problems throughout. Help us to tend it. Help us to care for the earth so that all could share in its bounty. We live in a land that knows much bounty. We pray that we would be willing to share all that you give to us. We pray for the church throughout the world. We pray for all of those communities that call on the name of Christ, that all of us would find confession and repentance, that we might walk in your ways of peace. We pray for the nations of the world, for those places that struggle and face poverty or war or oppression. We pray that we would repent of all of the harm that we do to one another, especially that we do in your name. We pray for those in our world, near and far, who are suffering tragic loss. For the families of those who died in the crash of the airplane, for the families of the mom and child who were killed this week, and for all of the mothers and the fathers and the children that face violence day by day, which causes them to fear, which leaves them living with insecurity. Jesus taught us to, as we love one another, we must also love our enemies, that we would learn to love them with the compassion of Christ, that we would seek reconciliation when that is possible. We pray for those who are sick or in trouble. We pray for those who are defenseless and those who are weak or poor, that they would find the help that they have in their need. And that as an expression of your love and grace, the church might hear their cry and respond. Lord God, we lift these prayers, our silent prayers, for people all over the world, for your creation, for your church, and we dedicate our lives that we would minister to those in the world, near and far, in Jesus' name. And we pray as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Go forth in hope. The Lord is our light and our salvation. God, we are not afraid. Go forth in courage. The Lord is our shelter from the storm. God, we are secure. Go forth in peace. The Lord embraces us in the arms of love. In God, we find our true home. Please join me in singing our closing song, Shine, Jesus, Shine, number 2173 in the Black Hymnal.